Do you think that there would be a role at this point in time for panitumumab monotherapy?
Yeah, I do. I actually think that EGFR blockade could serve as a maintenance-like therapy. We think a lot about bevacizumab in that role, using it as a drug to prevent progression, if you will. If it weren't for the rash, I think we'd be thinking about that as well with the Erbitux and the panitumumab-like drugs. Certainly monotherapy is where it's going to get its indication, panitumumab. Refractory disease, it's not going to be in combination with CPT-11 as Erbitux has its indication. Do we make the leap of faith and say, okay, probably works just as well? Yeah, I think we probably can, but it'd be nice to have some clinical research to support that.
Now, in this best supportive care study, were the patients who had prior cetuximab excluded?
Yes, they were. It was a European study where very little access to cetuximab was available. It was done primarily in Eastern Europe, some of Western Europe, and other parts of the world. So these were patients who really, most of them had seen only one line, maybe two. A few had seen third line therapy.
In order for you to consider using it, the patient would have had to not receive cetuximab, and what kind of a situation could that be?
Well, that's a different matter. So the question is this a replacement for Erbitux, and you'd use the panitumumab anytime you would have used Erbitux?
Panitumumab by itself?
Panitumumab's only strict indication will likely be by itself initially. The PACE study will help inform whether we can use it in other scenarios. That really raises the bigger question of when do you bring to the table an EGFR blocker? Right now, the indications for Erbitux, the indication likely for panitumumab, is sort of the last therapy, or at best, second-line therapy, with an Avastin-like medicine really sort of leading the front-line charge. Should we be using these medicines earlier? We still don't know that. But I have to tell you, the major pushback on doing that is the visible toxicity. The rash that one gets from this class of medicines is a public display, and not a very attractive one, quite honestly, that you're on cancer therapy. So the slippery slope of using these medicines earlier and earlier, unless there is clear evidence of an advantage that you can then look across the table at a patient and say, this is a drug that you should do early, including adjuvant therapy, we really need that data before we make that decision.